This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
With some great news. There is a reason to celebrate. Pfizer's vaccine is, you ready for this, 90% effective. Do I even need to tell you what the vac is for? Yeah, that would be COVID-19. So while the U.S. is surpassing 10 million cases and coronavirus has stolen the lives of way too many globally, and certainly here in the United States, the good news is this Pfizer vaccine. Woohoo! Seriously. I was like practically doing cartwheels when I heard this. So welcome to the show. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. Let me give you the deets on this. We have to start here. Coming up, we're going to talk to Dr. Dean Finelli about Pfizer and the vaccine and what all that entails. But as I mentioned, Pfizer did announce that this early data is showing that their vaccine candidate is more than 90% effective at preventing infections. You know, when these trials were first announced, and there's a bunch of different trials going on, the thought was, if we could just get to 65 to 70% effectiveness, that would be great. And maybe by next summer, we could start to see the fruition of what was developed in the vaccines. And now it looks like, if, cross your fingers, all goes well, these vaccines would be available for frontline workers maybe as early as December, but certainly by January. So frontline people, meaning the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses, all that, they would be able to get the vaccines by December, January, February. People that are highest risk would fall also to the tail end of that category. And perhaps from the information that I've gathered earlier in the day, you could see a scenario where the vaccine would be widely available to everybody and everybody could be vaccinated by perhaps even May. That's amazing. Because that is nothing like the numbers we were hearing at all. So while the worldwide infections explode past 50 million, and now there's new lockdowns in Europe, etc., in some areas, and curfew, and in the United States, where we had more cases last week than the week before, and where we have Tom Izzo, the Michigan State basketball coach, testing positive for the coronavirus. In college football, the SEC postponing the Auburn-Mississippi game, and a slew of other things that have happened. I'm just giving these because they're on the tip of my tongue, things that have happened, and the soaring rates, like in Iowa, hospitalizations. I feel for you. I know you're listening in Iowa. 84% in the past 2 weeks. In Utah, so bloody bad. The governor had no choice but to issue a statewide mask mandate. New Jersey, ordering bars and restaurants, you got to close early. This is incredible news. Incredible news about Pfizer's vaccine candidate, again, being 90% effective. So repeat after me, there is never going to be 100%. In life, there is nothing that is 100%. So when it's 90%, that is incredible. That is incredible. Wow. And so on the same day that we hear this encouraging announcement about a possible COVID-19 vaccine, the Food and Drug Administration authorizes the use of a drug that appears to protect infected people from getting very, very sick. Very, very sick. It's an antibody that mimics the immune system's response to infection with the virus that causes COVID-19. So it's very similar to a pair of antibodies made by Regeneron that President Trump said cured him of COVID-19. Regeneron, by the way, has also applied for FDA authorization for its drug. So, wow. And the government has already agreed to spend $375 million to provide 300,000 doses of that antibody that I mentioned for high-risk patients who won't have to, listen to this, won't have to pay out-of-pocket costs for the medication because it would have been astronomical and you couldn't afford it unless you were filthy rich. That's huge. And it's interesting, the timing, because of these famous people who are coming down with COVID-19, like Ben Carson tested positive for COVID-19, the Housing and Urban Development Secretary. He was one of a handful of people who were at an Election Day watch party at the White House, and then after that tested positive. We know White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows also was at that event. He had tested positive as well. So this is great news. It's extraordinary news. It is perhaps the light bulb, at least one of them, that has gone off at the end of the tunnel. End of the tunnel. Again, until it actually happens, it hasn't happened. But because of paying attention to trials and things that have happened in the past, this is really, really good news. And in light of that, and before that, President-elect Joe Biden announced his COVID-19 advisory task force and, of course, made the appeal for everybody to wear masks. It's going to include a group of public health experts, almost all doctors, and they're going to offer all their everything they can on the coronavirus as they prepare to take those positions. And it's just a slew of who's who of doctors. There's 15 of them. So we'll see where, again, all of this ends up. But you know when the Utah governor, Gary Herbert, the Republican governor, had to issue a statewide mask mandate. It is serious. Because he didn't want to have to do that, but it was troublesome. The spike in the cases and the hospitalizations, they had to kick that in. And it's until further notice. You have to wear masks in public, and even when they are 6 feet within anyone, unless they live with them. And social gatherings restricted to household only until November 23rd. Dr. Dean with more on what this Pfizer announcement means.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
About Pfizer saying the early analysis showing that COVID-19's vaccine is 90% effective, which is an astonishing number, a much better number than was actually expected. What does it all mean? What does it mean for the other drug trials? Where do we go from here? All that kind of stuff. Dr. Dean Finelli joins us, and he is somebody who spent decades in pharmaceutical and biotechnology IP management, including technology licensing, transactions, due diligence, prosecution, and litigation. And the focus is on pharmaceuticals and chemical-related technologies. That's what he has worked with, certainly in his career after graduating from a school that I almost went to, George Washington University Law School, and he got his PhD in organic chemistry from Temple University after getting his BS in chemistry from Villanova University. So he's kind of from my area of the country, because those are a couple of schools very near where I grew up. Dr. Finelli, thanks so much for popping on.
Good to join you. Thank you for having me.
All right, so what does this mean, first of all? When you heard this, and I guarantee you heard this early, too, what was the first thing you thought?
Well, I was pretty shocked at how high the number was, because in the summer, if you recall, the FDA put out guidelines, and they were saying they were looking for a vaccine candidate that had 50% effectiveness. So here we are, you know, the news has been coming in, and it's continued to be positive. And this is really positive. 90% is just really higher than I think most people expected.
Yeah. From the legal perspective, I mean, there's got to be all kinds of things happening with this because it's, okay, how fast can we do this? How quickly do we distribute it? But that also means lots of agreements and all kinds of things that are out there in the ether that have to be pulled together, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this has been going on for quite some time. This is really unprecedented. They're actually making and manufacturing the vaccine now so that once it's approved, there won't be that lag time. And in addition, you know, we take for granted when we get these vaccines, but think about, you know, the hundreds of millions of doses of this. We need all the glass vials, the syringes. So all in the background over the past several months, the agreements, as you mentioned, have been getting put into place as well as the logistics of rolling these out to the states once they're approved.
Yeah, and, you know, that includes, and I mentioned, that's why I mentioned some of your background, because then you look at the licensing, the transactions, all of that kind of stuff, because what is the fear on the other end of this is litigation, the possibilities of what can happen, because it's poof, warp speed, as fast as possible, so they have to have some protocols that are put into place, right?
Absolutely, and the government's really trying to roll this out. Been planning this, and it's coordinated with amongst many agencies. So this is going to be coordinated not only at the federal level, but at the state level. I mean, when you think about some of the advanced candidates like the Pfizer and the Moderna candidates, especially the Pfizer has to be kept at minus 80 degrees Celsius. So that adds to the logistics. Then also the Pfizer and Moderna candidates are both two-shot candidates, so you have to track, have someone get their initial shot, come back 3 or 4 weeks later, get that second shot. So a lot goes into this aside from just manufacturing the vaccine.
Yeah, and when we say about the 90% effective, of course, you know there's people that, there's anti-vax people, but there's other people that are very wary of getting this vaccine, thinking, oh, it's so fast, and even though, you know, we have these different drug makers and they're talking about exactly what happened, the development, is there going to be a problem with that, do you think? Do you think there's going to be people that are just absolutely not going to do it because then you look at the effectiveness?
Yeah, absolutely right. So, I mean, I think there is a problem. You know, I would have liked to have seen some type of publicity campaign, some, you know, that was just basically teaching people and educating people on what the process is, even though this has been sped up, it's safe. And as you mentioned, the 90%. You know, we're going to have to get to a certain threshold of immunity amongst the nation to, you know, put this thing to rest. So, you know, if we were at a 50% number, it just makes it that much more difficult. So that's why this number is really just very promising. Although it's still, you know, to keep it in perspective, preliminary, and, you know, it's going to have to be looked at in the context of the rest of the data that continues to come in.
Right. So while this is good, and I think there is a reason to celebrate because we need it, right, with this pandemic, because we're seeing numbers soar, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't mean this Pfizer vaccine does not mean that the pandemic is coming to an end. Certainly not today. It's that it might move up that timetable depending on how this all plays out, right?
That's correct. So Pfizer CEO said they'll try and apply for what's called emergency use authorization in a few weeks, about the week of Thanksgiving. And if that's approved, we could see potentially the vaccine on the market before the end of this year, given to, you know, high-risk people, as you can imagine, healthcare workers, those with certain high-risk conditions.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Dean, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate you hanging late with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Wow, this is big news. Like we said, and he flushed a lot of this out for us. You know, I mentioned the FDA and the antibody treatment. They're giving an emergency okay to Lilly's antibody treatment for COVID-19. And this does, the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine news does absolutely bode well for other vaccines. So that's great because all the things can get into place, hopefully faster. And I'll tell you what, it's just good to get that ray of good news because this is the conversation that's on the tip of everyone's tongue. When, how, what, what's going to happen? What about this and what about our future and what's going on? And we've lived under this big question mark and we're still going to live under that question mark. But once these protocols get rolled out, and I agree, and which is why I asked Dean that, what about the publicity side of it? What about pushing it out? What about pushing the how-tos, why we have this, what's going to happen? And I think that will happen, because the more information that is scientific, the more that you can decide to look at it, I think the better for people not to look at this and think, whoa, how safe is this? Is this really, is this going to make a difference? I mean, is this going to make a dent in what's happening in my neighborhood, the neighborhood around my family, my family that lives across the country, and what does it mean for one neighborhood versus another neighborhood? I think it's good news. I think it's really, really good news, because that number is much higher than originally was thought was probably going to happen. So jumping on that and the kind of test they're doing, I'm going to say, you know, absolutely 100% we should all feel pretty good about this and take it for what it is and wait and see how much more we know as the days and the weeks and the months, et cetera, roll out. And what does that mean personally for you? What does it mean for anybody listening on the front lines? How is this distributed and how soon will you get it? All of that is right there on the front burner, as they say. On the front burner, because it's terrible, of course, what's happened with the amount of people that have gotten COVID-19, with the amount of what we're seeing in this, the fluctuation in the cases in this now new wave. 239,000 people in the U.S. have died. 10.2 million cases. If we roll that into what's happened worldwide, 50.8 million cases. 1.26 million deaths and 33.2 million recovered. Seeing that number of recovery soar, seeing more people not getting in the situation where they have to be hospitalized, there's no beds, they're in parking lots being given oxygen and scrambling, the frontline workers scrambling to help people survives. So good news in a very strange couple of weeks that we've had, not just when it comes to health, but certainly when it comes to the politics of the day. And what are the politics of the day? We're going to get to that coming up, plus all of your comments. The mailbag, not surprisingly, was full. Once again, a good time for me to remind all of you who are listening, no matter where you're listening to me, you can always reach out 24/7, of course, by going to Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Shoot me an email, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Walking down to that mail room, I'll meet you there.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign has filed a new lawsuit in Pennsylvania, alleging that the state's election system held different standards for voters depending on whether they voted in person or by mail. The lawsuit against Pennsylvania's Secretary of State and seven counties also alleges observers were not given proper access to vote counts, and that a court order for additional access was ignored in Philadelphia County. On top of that, Senator Lindsey Graham says there are more cases of improper conduct in the Pennsylvania election. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that evidence of ballot harvesting has been uncovered in the Keystone State.
We're now finding, potentially, that 25,000 nursing home residents in different nursing homes requested mail-in ballots at the exact same time. You can't ballot harvest in Pennsylvania. What are the odds that 25,000 people in different locations of the same age group requested at the same time a ballot?
This is USA Radio News. Utah's governor has declared a state of emergency in response to rising numbers of coronavirus cases in his state. Governor Gary Herbert issued a statewide mask mandate, saying they were the best way to slow the spread.
Masks do not negatively affect our economy, and wearing them is the easiest way to slow the spread of the virus. Experts tell us that masks do not cause a shortage of oxygen to your brain or cause disease. We cannot afford to debate this issue any longer.
For the next 2 weeks, Utahns are also banned from hosting social gatherings with people from outside of their household, and high school sports and extracurricular activities are suspended. Utah is seeing more than 2,000 new COVID cases a day, with a record high of 2,987 recorded last Friday. And promising news on a COVID vaccine pushed stocks higher on Monday. The Dow climbed 834 points to close on its biggest one-day gain in 5 months, adding 2.9%. The S&P 500 added 1.2%, and the NASDAQ fell 1.5%. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mail, man.
Dig in the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have to dig very far. Ton of email. A lot of it still dribbling in about the election. This one from Dan, who says, Kate, Dan, I am, and Dan is mad. I don't understand it. I just saw something about the election saying that Biden beat Trump by less than 276,000 votes in some of those key swing states. What happened? Was there not enough foot traffic in those areas for those numbers to be higher for the president? Some of them are areas, of course, that he won last time. What do you think ultimately made the difference in the end? And I got to tell you, at this point, I'm so stinking mad about everything. I just want to see the country come together. And I will be honest, I voted for Trump twice. I just could not vote for Joe Biden. If there had been a better Democrat, perhaps I would have, because there's things that annoyed me about the prez. But there you have it. You know, it's funny, using that question, reversing it, Democrats would have said they were furious that there wasn't more of a gap between the votes that Biden got and that Trump got, and that the days carried on from Election Day, because they thought for sure, especially I think with the coronavirus, the pandemic, what had happened with people economically, and then the stimulus not going through, so there wasn't great news for people really, really struggling to make decisions on, I've said this a million times, this analogy, but buy food and feed the kids, or pay rent, or pay the mortgage, or pay the car payment, or, you know, whatever, even if they've really kind of put it down to the bolts, as they say. So I think what it is, though, is the virus, is the fear of the pandemic and the loss of jobs, although I think some of that also helped the president, because he really, when the exit polls are all looked at, and I know we can all giggle about polls because so many of the polls heading into the election were wrong. With exit polling, I think people are honest, and you're grabbing people, and they're taking the polls afterwards, and they're telling you what was the deciding factor. And really, when it came to the economy, so much more of that swung toward the prez, but overall, with the coronavirus, more toward Joe Biden. And I think the real shockers are, you know, the, like, Georgia, and of course the recounting, but Georgia was a surprise. Arizona, a surprise. I would say Pennsylvania was just, it's just a race by both, right? Both of the president and Biden were all over Pennsylvania. And if you looked at the western areas of Pennsylvania, that would absolutely have been in the pocket of the prez. And that was razor thin. And ultimately, it was that Philadelphia area and those counties outside of it that, with those mail-in ballots, with those absentee ballots really being counted, which you could see live happening, you just go and they were streaming it, that pushed the number, the actual number of getting to that 270 just happened to on Saturday, which then Biden was declared the winner. And then went before the American audience that he had prime time, and Kamala Harris did as well. All right, so let's move to this one from Paul. And he says, Kate, I've been a Democrat and I've been a Republican. I've been a Republican more than a Democrat for a myriad of reasons. Too long to list in this email because I know you would never read it on the air. It would bore the you-know-what out of everyone. But I have to say, and I hope that this continues, the rhetoric coming out of Biden is about uniting. And even if you didn't vote for me, I, you know, want you to be part of what's happening here in America and blah, blah, blah. And key is, it sounds like, going after the virus, pulling teams together, getting it all ready for the transition. Because I think no matter what, we want a smooth transition. So if there's going to be Republicans on the cabinet, and that's some of what the discussion is, if there is going to be a more balanced approach than it looked like what was being said about Biden, then go Joe. And he is the prez, and hurt feelings and wondering about what could have possibly happened doesn't matter now at this point. Yes, we plowing forward, you know. There is challenges. What will happen with those challenges, though, I don't think it's going to change anything. I mean, this is it. It's going to be the 20th, and the president has not conceded. And Mitch McConnell is backing the president in his legal fight in the election results. And what he said, though, was he cautiously said that this is what you do, that no states have certified their election results, and that there are recounts that are happening, and that the main thing he said was that the president has every right to look into the allegations. So that's it. I mean, he the core principle, as McConnell said, is in the United States, all legal ballots have to be counted. Any illegal ballots can't be counted. Then the process should be transparent or observable by all sides. We know that. And we know there was observers on both sides at some of the places, some of the polling places. So, boom, there we go. All right, this one is from Roxy. Kate, I've never emailed the show before. I happen to catch this later in the day, but the Pfizer finding makes me feel way more optimistic than I've been feeling. I have to tell you, my neighborhood was torn in half by what happened politically speaking in this election. It was ugly. It was shocking. Some of what happened with signs in the neighborhood and the fury of of so many. So hearing that there is this vaccine, and I know there's people who will argue about taking the vaccine, that is 90% effective at preventing infections, and that data showing that makes me feel more optimistic than anything else that I've felt optimistic about in a very, very long time. And I think probably other people feel the same way I do, and let's hope it's sooner rather than later and some of these other solutions bubble up, because I just heard what happened in Utah, and I know that there's so many people that make livelihoods on restaurants and bars and, you know, places that people haven't been, and it's been very, very tough. I don't even know if the people in the Washington bubble or their own bubbles where they're mostly staying realize just how awful and how hard hit so many Americans have been. Yeah, touche. How many Americans have been hit so hard? Numbers don't tell stories. The stories are there in your neighborhoods. And I don't think there's anybody who hasn't been touched by this in some way. It'd be shocking to have. I mean, I don't know anyone, even if they're in decent shape. I don't know anyone who says they haven't been touched by it, whether it's family members, other family members, or something else. I even had a conversation with my favorite aunt who lives in Winter Haven, and she had a neighbor two houses down that died from COVID. Everything was fine, driving around in a golf cart, sunny and cheery this guy was, overweight and struggling with diabetes in his life, but was fine until we live in the world of the coronavirus, and then he gets hit with it, as does his wife. She survives, he does not. So, you know, there you go. We're hearing a lot of those stories. All right, this one is from Cindy, and Cindy says, Kate, you are like the bearer of bad news when it comes to the tropical storm season and hurricanes, and I listen to the hurricane sound that you have on the show, and it makes me laugh because I know what it's like. You mentioned it. I've been through a couple of hurricanes, and looking at this Ada, not very friendly to Florida once again, where they got slammed by lots of water. Yeah, you know, the good news is that it weakened, so 65-mile-an-hour winds crossing in over the Keys, like 50-mile-an-hour winds, lots and lots of rain, but so additional rain to South Florida, so, you know, maybe an additional 2 inches or so, but it's weakening, and that's the good news. So the wind gusts, like in Homestead, Florida, they were saying it was 40 miles an hour or so, and a lot of the schools in South Florida were closed. Bridges were locked down because of the high winds. People forget about that, what the high winds can do. And streets were flooded for some Floridians, and so you had stranded cars and you had some toppled trees, but it could have been a lot worse. I mean, you know, heavy rain was more the thing, I think, than anything else. And, of course, the storm is still tracking. There are areas that it's going to hit a little bit later. I mean, you had heavy rains and winds that are going to stretch from basically Miami to Naples through Tuesday. And so in low-lying areas, they're going to have, in those roads, they're going to have flooding. There's no question about that. And that's why those schools, boom, Miami, they don't even take a chance because it's like, it's weird. It's like Miami's like Venice. It's sinking because of the rain. I mean, it's, you see it and poof, right away. Too much rain that downtown, I've been there plenty of times, and I know that area, so I see it, and I'm like, oh, I know that area, that's that open all area mall, and that's across from South Beach, and you just see it, and it's just a massive, massive flood. There's that rain right now. Oh, when some of us are desperate for rain, we love that sound. When you get too much of it, it's not so cool anymore. All right, children's books hot on the menu for the holidays. We got a great author coming up on the flip side.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This time around on Author's Corner, Elizabeth Lauren Owen joins us, and she's written a book about a little weed and Spider Sam. Little Weed and Spider Sam is the name of it. It's perfect because we have the holidays coming up. People are looking for great gifts, and stories are so powerful to me. Of course, you know I love books, and that's why we do this segment. So, Elizabeth Lauren, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me, Kate.
Why'd you write the book? What made you decide to write the book?
Well, I have always loved children's books, and I'm a mother, and I have three children, and I'm a big reader, and I'm a very creative person, and I just wanted to write a story for children about challenges, and that's really what Little Weed and Spider Sam is about. It's about getting challenges that you didn't even know were coming your way. And I think toddlers, I think school age children, I think they wake up every day and they know they've got something to conquer. And so that's why I wanted to write it about a specific topic. And so that's where I got the idea for Little Weed and Spider Sam.
Yeah, and how'd you come up with those characters? You know, that's always what's, to me, it's the clever twist, and the story I understand, but how did you come up with the twist the way you did?
Well, you know, I thought, I had a former story to this called Little Weed, or Little Star Weed, and she was a chapter book. So when I decided to do the picture book, I wanted to bring in more of a fast paste kind of characters from that original book of Little Starweed. And so I thought, you know, what had happened to her in the beginning was that she was kicked out of a tulip garden and they told her she just couldn't be there. And so she had to leave. When she left, she got replanted in a pasture. So she went from a very structured, organized garden to a very chaotic pasture where, you know, everything's growing, but it's just kind of chaos. And so I thought, what character could I bring in that could cause some ruckus? And then bring in another character that can kind of try to help Little Weed sort out the problem. So I brought Scorpion in, and Little Weed gets stung, and she goes silly, and she really doesn't know what to do, and then she gets mad about it. But after this happens, more characters, Ladybug and Bull Thistle and all kinds of characters show up to challenge Little Weed because she has survived a sting from Scorpion and the rumor spreads that she's extremely brave. And so it kind of goes on and on from there about getting into these challenges. But when she meets Spider Sam, he's the one that kind of directs her on how to go, and she is learning that these challenges are coming her way, and she's just going to have to take them. She's going to have to take the challenge and win or lose, and Spider-Sam kind of guides her along the way about what challenges she might just decline. And so it's a really darling book about, you know, things come your way, and you just have to keep going and handle what comes your way.
Are your children, because you know you mentioned having kids, are they kind of the test pack for the stories for you in writing the story, or no?
Oh yeah, definitely. I definitely think that having been a stay-at-home mom and watched three little minds develop into these brilliant young men and lady that I have, little Ella, that I believe that, you know, learning from them just as a parent and how they take to learning, that it really helped me formulate all of the stories that I've written. And, you know, just realizing that children are so, so in tune to lessons. They love something that has substance to it that they can grasp. And a children's book is so incredible for that specific tool because it sends you, it's small, it's short, you know, if it's a picture book, it brings life into it, and it gives you some kind of message. And a really good children's book will do that. And that's what I aim to do. And I do believe that having my children helps me find ways to tune in to children and really get their attention.
All right. Like I said, just a perfect gift. And this time of year is great for this. Any time of year, but this time of year especially is great. So Little Weed and Spider Sam. Elizabeth, Lauren Owen, thanks so much for telling your story and your storytelling. What a gift that is.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Kate. I enjoyed talking with you.
All right, so once again, highlighting books that are great for gifts because we're now in that holiday season. I'm seeing Christmas all over the place, and, of course, we're nearing Thanksgiving, and no better time to read a book to a kid, to give books to kids. And I've had lots of people ask for suggestions. So there's one that's got a different twist to it that would be a great kind of stocking stuffer. And, I mean, really any time of year. But I liked the story, and the illustrations are fantastic. Coming up, later this week, of course, we have our Nail the Score. Few of you have found us through the miracle of the internet and sending me an email to Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. So obviously that message is getting through. Don't be shy. You can always call the show. You just have to remember when it is. A lot of you find it after the fact. And I know people listen at different times. But if you are up and thriving and looking for something fun to do, we got to add some fun to the show, right? And it's Nail the Score. It's only through the football season. You don't have to know football. I pick a game of the week. You tell me who you think the winner is going to be and what the final score is going to be. And I do it on the Wednesday into Thursday show. So it's the first hour of the show, the last segment. Nobody nailed the score this time around. In fact, it was the Thursday game, the Packers and the 49ers. The Packers won 34-17. The week wrapped up on an interesting note. The Jets are winless still. They're 0-9. This was a New York game. This was played in New York. The Patriots are New Jersey because that's where they play. The Patriots beat the Jets 30-27. So the Patriots are 3-5. And the Jets are winless. Wow, I just felt like I had to say that because it's interesting the way this game went down. It was a field goal that nailed it. A 51-yarder that kept the Patriots in it and also keeps, I guess, their kind of slim playoff hopes alive. But it'll be interesting to see if New York just never wins a game. Very, very hard for those hapless Jets fans. Very, very, very hard. All right, to hit the headers right before we exit this hour, I think the big news is that there's a couple big things. One, the president is refusing to concede. He's the General Services Administration. They're charged with approving transfer of power to a new presidential administration. They're resisting request from Joe Biden to approve the process, saying the winner has yet to be determined. And that's consistent, I guess, with, of course, the president's refusal to concede and the decision to pursue the legal challenges to state tabulations. In fact, the quote from GSA was, "An ascertainment has not yet been made." So that's big news. And the biggest, most positive thing that happened on the day is the news of Pfizer and the big announcement that their vaccine is 90% effective. So while we have surpassed 10 million coronavirus cases, hope is spreading with this potential vaccine, with that announcement that the early data shows that the vaccine candidate is, again, more than 90% effective at preventing infections. Woohoo! Hopeful, hopeful. Remember, we're all in this together. Make it count, everybody. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
"This year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app."